Well, Saturday is the first Saturday in May. That's code for Kentucky Derby Day, and we're here with Charlotte Reed and Dr. Michael Fleck, our favorite pet trendologist and veterinarian, joining us. You, where are you guys at? You're at Churchill Downs today, right?
Well, we're going to be there later today,
okay.
But we're in Louisville right now.
So
we're
this is
spending the afternoon at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Wow. To get to see all the past history. What kind of things do they have in a museum like that? Do they have besides trophies, I guess, what other things are there that recollect the past?
Yeah, well, they have this great timeline. You know, the Derby is 141 years old this year, which means it's the oldest sporting event in the United States. So they have a timeline starting in the 1920s. They have racing silks for some of the most famous horses. There's a lifelike model of Orb. There are games, all sorts of things you can do. Races, a lot of them are computerized. You can even announce a race.
You can even announce a race?
They play a race, and they have a script that runs at the bottom. Now, I have to tell you I've done it, but I think Dr. Fleck's going to be much better at it than me. And the Derby Museum is 30 years old this year.
Dr. Fleck, you're going to get tongue-tied, perhaps, with that. I mean, I've seen that. It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports, I think, is what they call it. So it's obviously an exciting.
Well, I have good practice, though, because I have to speak with Charlotte all the time. So I should be fine.
Yes, during our interviews, I know that there's a point where you need to get your thoughts in there as well. Charlotte, this is a day for the ladies, too, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's actually 2 days of ladies' fashions and attire. You have the Kentucky Derby, obviously, on Saturday, and then you have Oaks Day on Friday, which is really, originally it was the Phillies races. So lilies for the Phillies. The Kentucky Derby winner wins a blanket of roses. The lilies race, which is also the Oaks race, which is at 11th, the 11th race. The Philly gets garnered with a garnet of lilies. So, really, you're going to see lots of gals on Friday because they dedicate the day to breast cancer awareness. Churchill Downs is draped in pink stripes and streamers, and basically it looks like someone just vomited Pepto-Bismol all over the place.
Are hats still big?
Yeah, hats are huge. Again, we're talking fashion. I'm going to let Charlotte talk about that.
Well, hats are really, you know, it's actually interesting because the history of the Derby was in the 1870s, or 1875 specifically, when Churchill Downs came about. Racetracks were really seedy places. They were no places for women. And Colonel Meriwether, like as in, you know, Lewis and Clark, basically wanted to, that was his grandfather, basically wanted to gentrify the track like in England and France. So they wanted gentlemen and ladies to come, and obviously the adornment of the day were top hats and demure hats for women. But in the South, the philosophy is go big or go home. So it's interesting. You have these great hats, a lot of very famous hat designers. Everyone's competing. There's even an exhibit at the Kentucky Derby Museum of Hats. And as you move through the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness in 2 weeks and the 3 weeks after, which is the Belmont, the hats get a little bit more sleeker, a little less feminine, a little bit more architectural composed or designed. So it's actually interesting to see how the fashion changes as you go up north.
So what does your racing form look like for this coming Saturday?
Well, the racing form is kind of unusual this year because the horses are recognized as being very fast this year. They think that this group of horses is faster than the average year. There's a lot of parity, and there's probably four horses that are in the lead that one has to consider. Dortmund, American Pharoah, Carpe Diem, and International Star. The number one qualifier, just to show you how the comparison is, the number one qualifier for this, and there's a number of qualifying races that allow you to get into the Derby, is International Star. And International Star is running at 20-1 odds. That just tells you how tight this is. Charlotte's horse is Carpe Diem, which is coming out of chute number 2, which has an 8-1 odds at this point in time. My horse is Dortmund, which is coming out of the 8th chute, which is 3-1 at this point in time. And the number one horse for the gamblers to speak is American Pharoah, but it's coming out of chute number 18. So it's really unusual this year. anybody could win it. It's going to be very hard to win the Triple Crown.
Don't you just go by the colors? Pick your favorite color, and that's the horse?
You know, that's actually how most people start in horse racing if they don't know anything. I mean, going to the Kentucky Derby is really on so many people's bucket list. So then they come down here, and they say, I'm going to get all buy the nice suit, seersucker suit, and get a good Panama straw hat if you're a guy, or fancy hat if you're a girl, spend a few $1,000 coming down here. And it's also expensive. A lot of the hotels sell packages. And if you don't book early, pretty much when the Kentucky Derby tickets go on sale, you will not get a good hotel room. Because people book right away, or they've booked for years in advance. And people here at the hotel, you know, they know lots of people. So you're kind of, you know, like we stay someplace and we tend to know the manager. So we checked in before we got here.
I see.
We checked in a few days before we got here just to ensure that we're going to have a hotel room. But really, everybody talks about the racing silks in the beginning because they pick colors and they pick numbers they like, and you can look great and start talking to somebody, but really the conversation will stop after where are you from and what do you do, because people in Louisville like to talk horses, and people come from all over the world for this, whether it's an Arab sheik or a princess from the UK, or Queen Elizabeth was here about 10 years ago. It's really a day to talk horses. And no matter what socioeconomic group you're from.
A little more strategy than picking a lottery ticket.
Sure, and about as better chance of perhaps winning, I guess. Or let's just say winning the Triple Crown for a horse in this race. That's been a long time since we've had one of those, and that's kind of what the interest usually starts out with, the Kentucky Derby. Who's the winner? And then they kind of have to spot them along the other two races to see whether there's a potential to get a Triple Crown winner in your lifetime, which it's been a while, Dr. Fleck. You know that, hasn't it?
It has been. I think Affirmed was the last one. The last one before that is one that everybody knows, and that's Secretariat.
We're talking today with Charlotte Reed and Dr. Fleck this morning about the Kentucky Derby. Those horses are treated like royalty. You mentioned about royalty coming to see those horses, I'm sure, as they start coming in to Kentucky. You know, there's a bit of an awe about that.
Well, we should be treated as well as they're treated. I mean, how would you like to have a personal trainer every day? How would you like to have somebody that walks you every day? How would you like to have somebody that grooms you every day? How would you like to have a medical person examining you every day?
And maybe someone sleeps with you every day.
How would you like to have a nutritionist making sure that you have the best quality food every day? But when you take a look at these athletes, oh, my God. They are so incredible. When you get next to them, they're just so beautiful. When you look at a fine athlete that's a football player, a wrestler, or a runner, and you see the definition of muscles, wait till you see the definition and the conformation of these horses up close.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
But, you know, you gotta look them in the eye. That's where you know whether they've got the heart to win this race, you know.
You are so, so right.
Charlotte, Dr. Fleck, we appreciate your time this morning. Have fun at the Derby. Hope for nice weather and a nice clean track and a exciting race this coming Saturday. Appreciate your time today.
6:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, NBC.
Thanks very much.